Neil, I know you'll be looking forward to going back to Elland Road for a second time, but first of all, it's the FA Cup. How high is this on your priority list?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good cup run at Barnsley, went through at the quarterfinals, and it helped his league form, so definitely it can help you. I think it'd be a tough game. You know, Leeds are on a good run of form, but having said that, they haven't won in three. You know, and we have. So, you know, I think it's a game that we can look forward to. I think it's a game that I think that on his day that we proved that we went up there last time. You know, I think it's 1964 since Leeds United last lost at home to Rotherham at Elland Road. So, you know, if we can do that again, you know, it we're creating a bit of history as well. So, you know, it's a good game to go and really have a go at.
Must give you a bit of a boost though, Neil, knowing that you did win back at Elland Road just a few weeks ago.
Well, I think it's a tough game. I think it's a tough game, and it's a tough game for both sides, you know, because obviously the magnitude of it, the FA Cup, and, you know, and like I said, Leeds have found a bit of form, and full credit to them. But, you know, from our point of view, we've got to make sure that we perform like we did the last time we went up there. You know, we've got to make sure we were as organised and we got it tactically spot on. You know, and we took his chance when it came along, and, you know, it's got to be a somewhat similar of a performance.
And what about the nature of that game? It was quite scrappy, almost like a cup tie. Do you think that gives you a slight advantage going into this weekend?
Well, perhaps. I think just the nature of the FA Cup. You know, I know the advert now, it's anything can happen. You know what I mean? And it's true. You know, anything can happen. And, you know, we've just got to make sure that we get our standard and our quality right on the day. We've got to make sure that we perform, you know, irrespective of who we're playing or what it means. We've just got to make sure we perform well. And if we do that, then we've got a chance of going through.
And for you, how special would it be to get a double over your former club? I know there's been some bad blood spilt between you and Steve over the past few months, but it would be some achievement for yourself.
Well, it would be, yeah. I mean, like I say, I mean, I didn't know till after the game. It's, you know, 1964 since Rotherham won at Elland Road, which is a long time. So if we beat them twice in one season, you know, it would be some achievement. But like I say, it'd be a tough game. Leeds are playing well. They're on a good run of form. You know, they've found some form and a way to play. So it's going to be a tough game for us, but it's a game we can look forward to.
Are the long lads available for Saturday? I think he faced you and Grant Wood.
Yes.
Or both of them.
Yeah.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. And I just want to mention a player talking about players coming in, players going out.
Right.
I've mentioned a player who's here who I think's done well since the start of the season and done particularly well for you, Joe Matic.
Yes.
Got an excellent game on the Preston.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. Yeah, Joe's found it. You know, he's found his little niche now. He's got this way of playing, very comfortably in possession. You know, he's got a real calmness about him. You know, don't get flustered under pressure. Obviously, you know, as a unit, as a back four, whichever four we've put out, we've constantly been working on, you know, defending as a back four and having the midfield in front and balancing and covering and how we get up the pitch. And because if you look at the 25 games he's had this season, you know, we've had six clean sheets, you know, four under me and two previous. So, you know, it's something that we're really mindful of, that we need to do more of, you know, because if we can nil the opposition, by and large, we seem to score. We don't seem to have a problem scoring. I'm not saying that we're prolific, you know what I mean, but we do manage to score in every game. So if we can get that bit right, you know, if we can tighten up, and obviously Joe plays a big part in that.
Leon Best, is that his operations?
Leon Best, yeah, Leon Best is down for his operation this week, you know, and obviously that's down to the specialist. And but what's come back is hopefully it's not as long a rehab as first feared. We're looking at 2 to 3 weeks, you know, since he's had his operation. Hopefully, yeah.
I ask this every week. Lewis Buxton, that situation.
Lewis Buxton again. That's, you know, that's been dealt with by the club. You know, it's out of my hands. That's something that's been dealt with by the club and the lad. So, you know, whichever the party line is from the club, that's the line.
Okay, mate. Cheers.
Yeah. It's been interesting. Luciano Becco now.
Yes.
Rivers has been training with the club.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, yeah. Luciano's training with us. He's somebody that I knew from my time at Leeds. He's been out of the game for a little while now. He had a bad injury, he had an ankle injury. I think he initially did it when he was here on loan at Rotherham, and then it reoccurred a little bit. but he's back 100% fit now. He looks fit. He looks like he's lost weight to me. He looks strong. You know, his finishing's, you know, without question. You know, he's a finisher, and you know, he's here for a couple of weeks. We've had good discussions with his you know, with his advisors, so we know where round about we are. If we could do something, but again, it's just, you know, if we need to go through the process of making sure he's 100% fit, and that, you know, he's had a couple of weeks under his belt. But I'm hoping, touch wood, that, you know, we can do something.
Well, you've touched there his finishing qualities.
I mean, what he is as well is he's a big target man. He's an experienced guy. He's somebody that you can go into. You know, it'll free up Danny Ward as such, as, you know, if we wanted to play two up there. You know, Danny's been playing ever so well. You know, he wouldn't be coming in to replace Danny Ward. He'd probably be coming in to replay with Danny Ward and whoever's up there with him. You know what I mean? So, you know, it gives us an option to go 4-4-2. I mean, ideally, when we're strong enough, you know, I'd like to go 4-4-2. But at this moment in time, the five suits us in midfield. It suits the majority. You know, the lads are comfortable with it. But what it does, like I say, it gives us different options. It gives us options to play differently, and, you know, which has got to be good.
So do you get him fit and then give him a deal, and then?
Well, ideally, I mean, we've got to look and make sure that he's 100%, because obviously he's had a bad injury, you know. So we've got to make sure that he's, you know, he's 100%, and we've got to make sure we do that right, and he understands that. But the boy's keen to get back into football. He's keen to, you know, he's keen to pick up his career again. And like I say, I mean, he's somebody that I've known from Leeds, and, you know, he was prolific at Leeds. He wasn't just a scorer, he was prolific.
Yeah.
So if we can get him somewhere near where, you know, where we know he can be, then we've got a player on his hands.
Have any of the three lads come back impressed you in training, so you know, to perhaps change your opinion on
that? Yeah, I mean, they've come back in. I mean, the idea was to go out and get some games. That was the most important thing, because, you know, they weren't getting near it at the time. Again, it's something that we've got to reassess. We've got to look at, and, you know, whether we go with that, or whether, you know, their futures are elsewhere, we'll have to decide further down the line.
And just on the FA Cup, I think Steve mentioned that it's been undermined by fathers a league round on Tuesday.
Yes.
If I asked you which game more important, perhaps
game or
league game,
or football? Well, they're all important. You know, your next game's got to be important. You know what I mean? It's got to be important. I understand where Steve's coming from, and he's right. You know what I mean? It's that you've got to prioritise at times. But, you know, from our point of view, I mean, you know, we want to try and win every game, as I'm sure Steve will. You know, so it's tough, because, you know, it's going to be another three games in a week, but. You know, and some clubs maybe have the depth of a squad to maybe rotate round and rest some, but we've got, you know, we've got some injuries, so we've got what we've got, you know what I mean? And we might give one or two young uns a chance off the bench. We'll have a look, we'll see. You know, it's a good opportunity for them to get an experience. They'll definitely travel with the squad. So, you know, we'll see where we'll get.
Keen to avoid a replay,
yeah. I never thought of that. Thanks for that. Yeah, that would be a bit of an hindrance, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Just back on Becky, you'll know him really well from your time at Leeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, for me, he was... I mean, if you look at a fit, firing Luciano Becchio, is like Martin Derby. It could be that much of an influence, which would give us different assets and different facets. You know, we've got a great left footer on the left in Joe Newell. You know, we've got a young guy that goes past people on the right in Grant Ward. So if we can get him right, you know, we've got a perfect foil. You know, and if we can get, like, you know, your Danny Ward's up there with him, and if we want to go five in midfield, we can. You know what I mean? But again, we're talking further down the line here. We've got to go through the process. Yeah.